Last Sunday, as you know, was Eternity Sunday, but we decided as ministerial to change it to this Sunday because most of the family was serving at Bethania. This past year, our pastor, Arnold Wolf, was the only member of our church to pass away. And so this morning, we celebrate that. We also remember those from our families and friends who have passed away this past year. There are many of them. When Adam and Eve broke God's command in the garden, death became a companion because of what they had done. Death was passed on to all of us who were descended from Adam. They died spiritually when this occurred, as their relationship with God was also severed. They had enjoyed fellowship with God in the Garden of Eden, but that was gone. It was dead. And the principle of death became part of their physical lives as they began to die physically. The deterioration of their physical bodies is a direct result of the sin from Adam and Eve that they brought into the garden. For everyone, death is we can't escape death. Inescapable, that's the word. From the day we are born, our cells start dying. And eventually, our bodies cannot keep up, replacing the dead cells with new ones. And then we start giving way to death. Paul actually believed that death was gain for a believer. And if we look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, it says this: "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." For Paul, death was nothing more than a final victory. The believer has final victory over sin and temptation. Paul looked forward to the rewards that awaited for him in heaven after death, after we all die. We find him sharing this in Timothy, in his second letter to Timothy, in chapter 4, and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. "Now there's in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." Paul knew that what awaited him in heaven far outweighed what he experienced here in the world, and he longed to be in heaven, to be with his Savior, and to experience those joys. So what should a Christian's attitude be toward death? Again, I'd like to look back at what Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. This is where he said he was torn between two things. He knew that God was using him here on earth for the kingdom, and that was a wonderful feeling for him, knowing that he was serving the Lord in this world. However, Paul also understood that there was how much more wonderful it would be if he were actually in the presence of his Lord in heaven. It was a difficult thing for Paul, but he knew that when God called him, he would be ready. The Christian must also have the same attitude toward those who have died, that the resurrection will raise them to new life. Many of the early believers were worried about the believers who had died before them, before the second coming of Jesus, that they would be left out. And Paul reassured them that those believers would be the first to rise with Christ, to meet him in the air. So we know that death is when life in our body ceases and we breathe no more. We also know that in being dead, the believer is transported from the shell of our old body into the very presence of God, where we will await our new bodies on that day of resurrection. For the Christian, the attitude that we are to have is that we should not fear death, but we are looking forward to seeing our Savior in heaven. We are not to dread death, but know that after death, our place is in heaven with God. While physical death is not something we normally look forward to as believers, we must understand that God regards death, and so should we, as a glorious homecoming of his children. Jesus told his disciples there was plenty of room for them in heaven, and he said, "In my Father's house are many rooms," meaning there is an unlimited supply of room for whoever wants to be part of God's family. God will turn no one away who has accepted Jesus as their Lord. He is in heaven right now, and he is preparing a place for all who have accepted him as Lord and Savior. And he has promised us that when it is time, he will come again and take us to that place that he has prepared for us. That includes those who are alive when he comes again, but it also includes all those who have died before that happens. For the Christian, death is no longer an enemy. It is merely a transition from the incomplete and imperfect life we have here on earth to the totally complete and perfect life that we shall have in heaven, in the place that Christ has prepared for us. "Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name. By name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." It's from Isaiah chapter 43. And also I leave you with this last one from Joshua 1 verse 9. "Be strong and of good courage. Be not frightened, neither be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Amen.